Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hi there, hope you're having a great Thursday, Thursday the 5th, and hopefully you had a great holiday as well yesterday. Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Sean Carey. Yeah. Hey there, Steve in the Sunbury Motor Studio. There he is.
Hope you had a great 4th.
Had a wonderful 4th. Thank you.
Hope you were able to relax.
Certainly did. Thank
while
you.
While your brother-in-laws did all the cooking.
Yeah.
Did they do a good job?
Well, it wasn't their fault. There's a product out there. Have you ever seen there's a commercial on TV for a product? They're grill sheets. Like you can lay sheets on the grill, but you can still get those great grill marks on your food, whether it's hot dogs or hamburgers or chicken.
Okay.
So it's like one of those as seen on TV kind of products.
And usually only works on TV.
That's an accurate statement. If you were at our cookout yesterday, that would have been an accurate statement. So we had to run back to the store and get some more chicken, grilled that up, and everything was fine after that. So just a little blip in the radar yesterday. No big deal.
It's a blip.
Yeah. Had a nice little heavy shower right about the time when we were cooking, so it cooled things down a little bit for a change. Since we've been stuck in the sauna bath here in the valley for close to a week.
Well, I went out and cut the lawn yesterday.
Okay.
In the morning. And I was dripping wet. Now, I know it sounds very, very sexy to hear that. For some odd reason, it really is not as sexy as it sounds. In fact, for those who thought that's awful, it doesn't sound as sexy as it sounds. That's even worse than awful. But I was really like, wow. Okay. You know, the air was heavy. It was humid. But I got it done. And then about an hour after I finished it, it then opened up and it poured here. In fact, we had a dangerous thunderstorm warning here. And it rained until about, I don't know, 4:30, 5 o'clock last night. All right. So did that, and after that, you know, we had fireworks. We had a cookout here. We grilled out last night, which was terrific. We enjoyed that. Had a lot of family here. So chicken and dogs and burgers and everything like that. So we did that last night. And we did not, I mean, and most of the stuff that we used was not seen previously on TV. Yeah.
Actually, the both brothers-in-law earlier this year, both of them separately, they bought Traeger grills.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what. They can cook up some really great food. So I've already kind of thrown subliminal messages out to them. It's like, you know, you can do a little pre-preparation and, cook the food ahead of time and then bring it over and we'll just heat it and eat it.
I like it.
I know, yeah.
That's good. I like
Yeah,
that
younger brother-in-law, he's got the ribs down to a T right now on his wood-fired grill. And it's to the point where he was kind of testing here and there. Okay, ribs with sauce, ribs without. They cook them so great, you don't even need sauce with the ribs. They're that good.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
So on behalf of the audience, where's the next grill on?
Right.
I'm thinking of all of you people.
I know. Yeah, they go. Yeah, they go on a big vacation with the RV middle of June every year, and so this was their first big vacation with their wood-fired grill, and it got rave reviews. So
wow.
Yes.
Wow. Hey, speaking of rave reviews, in his four-year career at Penn State, Jason Kabinda got a lot of rave reviews. Rave reviews. He's going to be on the show today. Looking forward to hearing from him as he gets ready for Oakland Raiders camp. How about that? I can remember him coming off an injury and practicing for the Pinstripe Bowl in 2014 and saying to Jack, I think he's got, you know, I think he's got a chance to be a pretty good player. He says, yeah. That was 2014 in December. Now it's 2018 in July, and he's getting ready for Raiders camp. Wow.
Well, if there was one school that made a splash back in the spring at the scouting combine in Indianapolis, without a doubt it was Penn State. So you just hope that those players that went through that will parlay into a great training camp. 3 weeks away? Wow.
Jason said his report day is 3 weeks.
Yeah. Time is moving.
But that also brings up something we've talked about baseball before. And, you know, the Phillies are rolling right now. They're rolling. They look good. I mean, Nola looked great again last night. I love the way the Phillies are playing. Now I think the Phillies are in a serious mode as to what do we do with Manny Machado. Good. Think that way. And, you know, and will they be able to possibly pull off a deal to get Manny Machado? You know, pull off the deal for a guy that might be a rental? Or can you sign him long term? Oh, I don't know about giving up prospects. Oh, that one's become a real irritant for me, the prospects thing.
Well, Manny's played third base now for a couple of years, but if they
he wants to play shortstop.
Yeah, I mean, if they were to pull the trigger and get him in there, it's like just put him where he's going to be happy. Just put him at shortstop. So,
well, it's not just happy. It's going to make your club better. All points make the club better. And I know a lot of people who, we don't want to part with J.P. Crawford. Yeah, great. Second and third with two outs. Do you want J.P. Crawford at the plate? Quick show of hands. How many people want, you know, J.P. Crawford at the plate with second and third and two outs down a run? How many? How many of you want to see that? I don't. I know he has a lot of potential, but you know what? He has not hit in 2 years. He hasn't hit in 2 years. And I don't know if he's ever going to be able to hit. He's never going to be a 300 hitter. And I know that'd be a guy that the Orioles would covet. The issue is, can you sign Manny Machado to a long-term contract? Can you do it? But he sure would be a great piece for them to have. He'd be a great piece for the Phillies.
Yeah, there's some other teams in the mix, like Chicago, the Indians, the Cardinals. But the Cardinals really need more of a third baseman than they do a shortstop. So that could, I would think that could eliminate them out of the laundry list.
Well, as a free agent, yes, but not in a trade. They could trade for him. Just as a thought, they can trade for him. I prefer to play shortstop. I understand that completely. But this is a chance to go for it. You've hit it just right. Because it's a year where the Nationals are struggling. Can't find a toehold.
5-17 since June the 9th, and the Phillies are 15-7.
And the Braves
Braves are 12-9 in that stretch.
Well, that includes losing two out of three of the Yankees too. I mean, the Braves lost two out of three of the Red Sox, lost two out of three to the Yankees,
and the Phillies lost two out of the three to the Yankees in their series too.
All right. Hey, that's what I. I mean, that's where you are right now. I mean, your team has a chance. Okay. So do you want to take that chance? Because Machado is not having just a good season. He's having a great season. And I think he has a chance to put you over the top.
Yeah, they're in a great spot right now. 10 games over .500.
I think.
1.5 out of first. 5.5 ahead of Washington. Just the way the Nats are playing, that lead could extend even further between second and third place.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's where they are. And I think if they've got an opportunity here to get over the top in this thing, that's where, and the National League is not, I mean, this is not the American League. Okay, the American League is Houston, Boston, New York, Seattle. That's where you are.
Yeah, that 10 games over 500 that I mentioned, that's the first time that has happened to the Phillies since late September of 2011. Right. And we had to wait until August the 25th last year for the Phillies to win 47 games.
Right. Exactly. So, look, you're in a league that's the weaker league. It's the weaker league. You have a chance. The door's open to get to the World Series here because you're in the weaker league. Hey, this is not the league where Seattle and Boston are playing a one-game wild-card playoff. The Yankees and Houston are playing a one-game playoff. Hey, are you kidding me? That's who's going to be in the one-game playoff, you know. It's either going to be Seattle, Boston, or the Yankees, Houston. Two of those four teams are going to be in the one-game playoff, right? Hey, in the National League, it's going to be a bunch of teams that can't compete with those teams. Can't compete with them. Simple as that. So for Philadelphia, again, do you want to risk, and it's a roll of the dice to rent him for 2.5 months? Oh, I can't give up J.P. Crawford. Second and third, two outs, down one. Do you want J.P. Crawford at the plate? I mean, do you want him at the plate, Sean? Second and third, two outs, down one, eighth inning?
I got a few other people I'd rather have in that spot, thanks.
Exactly. You pinch hit for him. Hey, come on. That's why I don't worry too much about, we may get a prospect. Like,
I think just finish strong here within the next week or so going into the All-Star break. They would have some terrific momentum. Get Vince Velasquez back to 100%, but the starting pitching, there's even some discussion, and I bumped into a buddy yesterday, and we talked about it for a few minutes regarding Zach Eflin. there's got to be well more than a handful of teams that would love to have Eflin on their team, and could even possibly, he could be number one in their rotation.
But again, I don't need to have him. I mean, in other words, I don't think they even have to include him in the trade. I think the Orioles are looking for low-line guys. Look, I watched on Tuesday night the stands at Medler Field, Lobrano Park, loaded with scouts. I mean, the trade deadline's 3.5 weeks away. We're all there to watch Luis Oviedo, who was signed as a free agent 3 years ago by the Indians organization. Okay? And they came out to see, because the batting average against them this year was .093. Now, he would be, quote, included in the trade, and at this level, he'd be an extra in the trade. He'd be one of those, quote, throw-in guys, even though in reality he's not a throw-in guy. He would not be the primary centerpiece of the trade. The Phillies have some people like that. That they can put in. The Phillies have a good system. You know, I mean, a guy like Haseley, do you want to include him? I'll tell you right now, I include Mickey Moniak. He isn't doing, really, Mickey Moniak may be the first overall pick in the draft. I mean, I haven't seen him play, but gee whiz, I'm not really seeing. You look at the numbers are not overwhelming. Haseley, I like. I saw him last year at Williamsport. I like him a lot. Phillies have some prospects in their system. Okay? It's okay to take three of them and package them along with Crawford and send them to Baltimore. You know, to me, you're not wrecking anything. You're trying to win. I know it's a rental, but you know how I feel about the prospect thing. Really, how are they all panning out? They doing well? You feel good about the Cole Hamels trade? That really, it's changed the entire... What did it change? What did the Cole Hamels trade change? What did the Hunter Pence trade change? In fact, the Phillies became a really good team when they dealt for Roy Halladay. They dealt for Cliff Lee. They're the ones back in the day that got the established guy and contended. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Most of the prospects that you get in trades wash out. They wash out. I can understand when you want to move payroll, you want to start over, you're not going anywhere with the people that you have. I got that. Okay, I understand all that. But to me, when you have an opportunity to win, you go for it. Now, you don't want to be pound foolish as you do it. That I understand that. I do understand that. But I also see a golden opportunity here. To win. It is a year where the National League is down. This is not the American League, where if you're looking around saying, great, we get to a one-game playoff, what are we going to do here? Because one-game playoff, oh, look, there's Chris Sale. Okay. What are our odds? In the National League, you got plenty of odds. You've got a lot of things going for you in the National League.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Jason Kapinda coming up after the top of the hour. We'll talk to the Oakland Raider who starts camp in about 3 weeks. We'll talk to him about his journey through Penn State. We'll discuss with him the Raiders and the adjustments he has to make now on the pro level. OTAs, rookie minicamp were invaluable for him. Invaluable. And it's been a big plus for him. Big plus. So we'll talk to him about that and the journey to get here. So that's Jason Kapinda coming up in the next half hour, 4:06. We've been talking about the Phillies. Should they get Manny Machado? Have to give up prospects? No, obviously you have to be diligent about which prospects you give up. One of the more important items you have to do when putting trades together is that you have to be able to self-scout. You have to not only know who you're acquiring, but you also have to know what you are giving up. That's the key. You have to know who you're acquiring, and you have to know who you're giving up. You don't want to rip the opposition off. That's not the goal. The goal is not to rip the opposition off. Because down the road, you want to be seen as a viable, honest trade partner where people will want to deal with you. So, but you also have to know what you're giving up in these deals, where they fit in your overall organization. You know, what's the free agent status of a person in your current lineup versus a prospect that you have down there? Like, okay, we're probably going to let Bobby go. Bobby's really, really good, but, you know, down the road we get this other guy here. We should be okay, so we'll put him in the trade. You know, it won't be bad for the other team, and for us, we had a log jam there anyway. Now the big question on Machado is simple. You'll be in a position where you're acquiring a player that is nearing the end of his current contract. And, by the way, will demand significant money in the next contract. Do you want to be in a position where you've, quote, given up prospects for a guy that maybe he's only here for a few weeks? That's what you're looking. And Machado's made it very clear. Machado's only 25 years old. And even at 25 years old, he's making $16 million a year. But again, the Phillies have the cash. The Phillies have a fair amount of cash. This is not... the Phillies are not a broke team. They have a good, very good television situation. They have a very good radio situation. And we'll go back to what we've talked about before. Like everybody else, they've got the additional $50 million from Balco. Okay? Again, they did not take a vow of poverty. Machado is a guy that in each of the last 3.5 seasons, including this season, does not miss games. He has hit 35, 37, and 33 home runs and now 21.5 a season with Baltimore this year. He hasn't driven in 100 yet, but he hasn't had a lot of guys in front of him to drive in. Pretty good on stolen bases early in his career. Lately, he doesn't run as much. Doubles, I don't know, 30, 40, and 33. Pretty good. And the guy is good in the field. He's really good in the field. He helps you win. And again, He signed through the end of the season at $16 million. That's where he is. Now, I believe, I mean, you got to figure out what you want to do with him. But to me, we have talked about windows in sports often. I'll give you one that's a possible destination for Manny Machado, Arizona. The Diamondbacks now realize that their window of opportunity is closing. I mean, the Pirates, I told you 2 years ago the Pirates' window closed. Probably Pirate fans were like, oh, no. Guess what? Yes, closed dramatically. Okay, nobody knows more about the Orioles than Dick and Milton. Hey, Dick.
Hey, Steve, I'll make this quick. This has been one of the worst handled cases ever with a baseball player and a team. They should be embarrassed to let this go on this long. They should have dumped him, and that's my word, but they should have traded him before the season started. Now they end up with him, Adam Jones, Trumbo, a couple other guys coming up for free agency. They're not going to get anything for him, and they could have gotten a group of good baseball players, young guys, back when the season started.
Your problem as an Orioles fan is quite simple. Your ownership has let you down dramatically. They have not been
a well-run franchise.
Albert
Bell syndrome, and I don't care what anybody says. He got burned so bad back then, and he just.
Yep.
But I don't care what he could have. They could have. This didn't have to come down this way.
I agree. I mean, they could have taken care of this a long time ago, and gone out and made the deal and already started at least on the road back to something. And I realize that they feel that the longer that they go with this, maybe they'll have, quote, more suitors. But
yeah, but who's going to give them anything now?
If there's a perceived feeling of competition from somebody else, let's say the Phillies. What if the Indians are rumored to be interested? What if Arizona's rumored to be interested? That does then, quote, up the ante because of competition that you don't know what they're offering versus what you're offering.
I mean, they might get a high-end minor league baseball player. They're not going to get anybody that's going to help them anymore this year.
You're absolutely right. There's no way they're getting anybody that will help them this year. This year is a lost cause.
There's no help out there for them. Anyhow, that's my point. They're just not a very good baseball team. When they, when a guy pitches a three hitter and they still don't beat anybody, that's a bad baseball team.
That's a bad deal.
All right. See you, Steve. We'll talk football. Dick, I'm done with baseball for the season.
Dick, I just want to tell you I'm sorry.
I'll tell you how bad this is. I've actually watched more World Cup soccer than I have baseball. And
there you go.
For me, that's saying something.
There you go.
Goodbye.
Brazil and Belgium tomorrow.
Are you enjoying it?
He's getting ready. He'd run back in and get the DVR set for tomorrow's big matchup.
I don't think so.
I just wonder, out of those three players, Machado, Jones, and Trumbo, the first player I would think he would want to leave the team would be Trumbo. I talk and see about more Orioles fans. Just if there's one player that drives them crazy, it'd have to be Trumbo.
Oh, I'm sure. Nobody wants Chris Davis. Chris Davis isn't going to help you. I think Manny. I believe Manny Machado played against the Spikes when he was at Aberdeen, because he actually played for Aberdeen at one point. And
full summer?
Nope. He only played part of the season. He's down in the Gulf Coast League, and they bumped him up. And the Spikes, I think, played them late that year. And I think he played against State College. But I mean, that's. But you look at the team. Let's look at the team they had that year. Pedro Florimon, who made the majors. Obviously Machado, but he only played 7 games. Boom, 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 boom. No. not exactly a team of stars. No. Let me see their pitchers. Bing, 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 bing. Klein, no. Wow, they had nobody on that team. Holy mackerel. No wonder they did nothing. Not good. Not good at all. Baseball has a big problem. There are too many have-nots right now. There are too many have-nots. I mean, again, when you look at the American League, you know the team that's best positioned in the American League right now out of anybody? And that is the Cleveland Indians. And they're going to avoid the one-game playoff. And they'll get into the next round. If they can steal a couple games, they can move on. They're the best position of anybody because they know that they're not going to be in the one-game playoff. Meanwhile, Seattle, New York, Houston, and Boston are all sitting there saying, okay, we got to do everything we can to win the division because we want to avoid the one-game playoff because if we go into a one-game playoff, we're playing somebody really, really good. That is a huge problem. Meanwhile, in the National League, you don't have that problem. Hey, you get in the one-game playoff, okay, fine. Then after that, there's nobody dominant in the National League. Nobody. So that's one of the reasons why I would be very inclined to make this trade. And I've talked about it for a while, but I'd be very inclined to make the deal.
Yeah, it's been fun following the National League because you have Arizona and the Dodgers. They're only separated by a half a game. Milwaukee and the Cubs, they're only one game separated. And, of course, we've been keeping very close track of what's going on in the NL East, obviously. The Braves have been up at first for quite a while, but at least the Phillies were in first place, a month ago? It was only 24 hours, but that's still game and a half back.
But, again, the Phillies have been helped by the fact that the Braves had to play the Yankees and the Red Sox. Okay, and that's where they got help.
Braves and Phillies don't play again toward the end of September. Finish the season.
But that's where the Phillies have been helped. The Phillies have been helped by the fact that they've had to play the Red Sox and the Yankees. I mean, that part has been a big plus in facing the American League East because of the timing of it. The timing of it has worked out well. Because the Yankees just took 2 out of 3 from them. And the Red Sox took 2 out of 3 from them. All right, so that's 4 out of 6. So they're 2-4 against those two teams. Now, eventually the Phillies have to play the Red Sox here at some point, because obviously the Yankees came in and did a number on the Phillies. Kind of one of those, you're not really competitive with us. But the Phillies are a game and a half back in the race. They're a game and a half back of Atlanta. Game and a half. They have the fourth best record right now in the National League. Again, if they're in the American League, they're non-competitive. Hey, we're in the race for the wild card. No, you're not. Okay? Here are the winning percentages of the two wild card teams at this hour in the American League. 632 and 667. Those are the two wild card teams in the American League. The two wild card teams right now would be the Seattle Mariners and the New York Yankees. I know somebody from MLB said the same thing I said. I wouldn't put Eflin in the trade. No way. I'm telling you right now, throw J.P. Crawford in there. That becomes it sweetens the pot. And as far as I'm concerned, you're not giving up anything. You can talk about, we drafted him. He's got great potential, blah, blah, blah. You know what potential is? What the definition of potential is? Fancy way of saying you haven't done anything.
So you throw J.P. Crawford into the mix. How many prospects would you throw in? Three?
Three more. Three more. Give him a triple A, a double A, and a single A guy. That's what I'd do. And the Orioles, to their credit, have proven over time they don't evaluate talent well, so go from there. Because they haven't. I mean, the Orioles have not evaluated talent well in the last 15 years. Obviously they evaluated a guy like Machado really, really well. He's a terrific player. Terrific. Adam Jones is a terrific player. But you look at the minor leagues, the Orioles were one of those organizations in the 60s, 70s, and into the early 80s, where their minor league system was fabulous. Not good, but fabulous. Guy retired, get traded, move on, boom, then insert somebody from their own system in there. And they were good. Now, it's 180 of that. But again, I don't know if we could give up on prospects. Oh, for goodness sakes. Take a moment and examine how well prospects do in these trades. Make the deal. I'd rather have an established player anytime versus somebody I have no clue whether they can handle it or not. They don't want Crawford, give them Scott Kingery. And I'm not kidding. Like, oh no, what? Okay? He can win it for you. He can be the difference maker that puts you over the top. Your window to win is thin in every sport. It's thin in every sport. Okay? How good were the Atlanta Falcons last year? Okay? An expansion team made the final in the Stanley Cup. It was supposed to be Nashville's year. Nashville got knocked out. Your window is not big in every sport. For as dominant as the Patriots have been, for as dominant as other, you know, the Yankees have been and so forth. I mean, the Yankees have won the World Series once since 2009. In fact, the Yankees have won one World Series since 2000. So, yeah, they've been right there in the thick of it, but they've won one. Uno. One. In the last 18 years. One. And they're like one of the dominant teams out there. Okay? You get a chance to win. Go win. Every time you play for tomorrow, you have no today. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Great to have you with us on the show today. We're talking about the possibility of Manny Machado and what, you know, whether or not the Phillies should go for him. They absolutely should go for him. Now, do you sell everything you have to get him? No, of course not. But you can make a proper deal of a combination of maybe an established player in your roster and three prospects and see if that's good. If it's not good enough, go with the team you have. It's not good enough, go with the team you have. But make a run at it. Make a run at it. He is going to make your team better. And you happen to be in the league where you can vault from the fourth overall record, pass the Brewers to the number one overall record, like that. You can do it. And again, in sports today, the windows to win are not that big.
And that's, I mean, that's something that has to be taken into account. There are only usually these opportunities these days of 3 to 5 years where you can win. Because the systems in most sports, not all, because of free agency and caps and so forth, now baseball doesn't have caps, dictate spreading of the wealth. Phillies have put themselves in a golden spot. Go for it.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.